Hello, this is Stephanie.
And Genesee.
And you're listening to WTF is Up with Gen Z, the podcast where we explore teen life in the digital era.
But before we get into the episode, make sure to check us out on Instagram at WTF Gen Z and email us at WTFGenZpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, ideas, or want to be featured on the podcast. With that, let's get into our episode today.
Yes, Genesee, we are at separate places today.
Yes, we are. We are maintaining our safety.
Our social distancing, because quarantine, corona, exists.
What a world. As you may or may not know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I hope you do. But if you don't...
If you don't, that's a worry.
That's a little concerning. Yes, so today we thought it would be a good way to start off our corona series, mini-series, I guess, of quarantined podcasts, with our first reactions of when this whole quarantine thing was all coming about.
Yes, because they are very different than how it actually is now.
Yeah, it is. Yes, very different. I agree. So yeah. To give you context, we live in the great state of New York.
And number one in corona.
Yes, number one state in corona. We had the good old New York City. That's the place to be, but we don't live there. Sorry.
No.
So, yes. Genesee, would you like to start with your first reactions to quarantine?
Yes. Well, okay. So, I feel like a lot of people were really relying on what their teachers were saying in school. And because that's really all we had to go off of when things first started getting canceled. And a lot of my teachers were saying, like, we probably won't get off, but if we do, it'll be like 2 weeks. Was that what you were hearing?
Yes, I was hearing that as well. And what's interesting is our school did start to prepare in case we were off for those 2 weeks by having, like, online learning and stuff to try to avoid having to make up any school. But other schools, even in our area, like my stepbrother's school, did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't do any preparations or anything, and they still barely get any work compared to us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but then I don't know how that would reflect our advanced placement classes compared to him not being in advanced placement, but that is something to consider.
Yeah, that's true. I think, especially with the 2 weeks off, I was expecting maybe we'd have to go back over summer a little bit because, you know, we'd have spring break during school then.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I was really looking forward to this corona break. I thought it was going to be a 2 week break from school. I thought it was going to be so fun. Do whatever you want. Hang out with friends. I couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah, we were planning to have our friends over every day to do schoolwork together and have like our own little school at my house. And clearly that was shut down really fast.
So fast. We got to do that for one day.
Yeah, we did homework together one day and then Genesee went home and then could never see me again.
I never left my house again.
But also the thing was like we right before even quarantine and stuff was even being talked about, our Disney trip, our band trip, was canceled. And let me tell you, everyone was so bitter because it was before the county or the state said anything. So we were like, bruh, you're just overreacting to this corona situation.
I know. Everybody was so mad that, like, they had taken steps that they didn't need to and, like, they were, you know, overreacting. Oh, God.
Yeah, and we just were like, it's in China. It's not going anywhere. It's just like an illness. Mm-hmm. There's been worse things before. And we were all saying the contagious thing doesn't really matter. The flu is more deadly and stuff. And look at us now.
Yeah, I remember seeing memes about, like, it. So people were posting about it going from World War III, like, potential, to then, like, someone turned on, like, zombie mode or something, like some video game reference, I don't know, and people were joking about this corona situation, and I remember thinking to myself, being like, I thought it was such a minor thing, I didn't understand why people were even making memes out of it. I was like, this is like some, you know, random sickness in China that, like, will probably be fine in, like, a few weeks.
Poor God. Corona beer. I feel so bad for that company. They just got the short end of the stick.
I know. They really did.
They really did. What my dad said is I think they may have stopped production for Corona right now because there's no point because the sales are so low.
Yeah. That's crazy, though, because, like, why wouldn't you, like, I just can't get over, like, imagine, like, seeing Corona beer being like, I really want it right now, but I can't. It's got the name. Like,
yeah, it could get me sick. It could get me coronavirus.
Oh, God.
But it was crazy how fast things progressed from, oh, we're just getting 2 weeks off, to worse. Like, bad.
Yeah, we didn't even, they didn't even give us 2 weeks off at all. Mm-hmm. They just hopped straight into over a month. And that was so shocking because it was so unexpected. Like, I really thought that it would be like, oh, a week, and then we'll decide if you get more off. But they just went straight into the month off of school.
Yeah.
And now it's even more.
And we were so excited to be home alone, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad works from home, but... Oh, and my mom does, too. But now every day they do. And they didn't used to every single day.
Yeah, now everyone's home. It's such a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's, like, so much family time, but also less family time in a way. Because we're all just still in our own spaces, I guess.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. I think something else, too, was, like, like, the fact that we thought it was going to be so fun and you can go out and do stuff, and then in reality, it's, like, if you're advised not to go anywhere and see anybody, and then, like, if you need to, it's, like, stay 6 feet apart and wear a mask. Like, that's just so surreal.
Yeah, and it's really changed our culture, because I know in Asian countries, it's more normal if you're sick or something to wear a mask, right?
Yeah.
So then here, no one would ever do that. Yeah, no one would ever do that. And now, everyone has to wear a mask. It's pretty crazy.
I know. I think... Ooh, do you want to touch on, like, sort of, like, a shock factor we received? Like, a moment when we were like, oh, this is interesting. Because I have one that particularly comes to mind. And I was going on a walk. Actually, I was going on a run, but I was taking a walk to cross the street. And when I crossed the street, I saw a mask just, like, sitting on the ground, just laying there. And that is, like, it was right in the beginning, like, kind of the middle. I mean, we're not even anywhere near the end, I don't think, but, like, it was kind of in the beginning of it. And it was just so, like, scary to just see a mask just, like, on the ground. Like, it's like how you see a syringe and you're kind of like, well, that's a little, like, ominous.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
a mask,
yeah.
And it's like, it's just weird to see on the ground. And I think at that moment I was kind of like, oh, yeah, this is definitely serious.
Yeah, actually the funniest thing happened to me. So right at the beginning of quarantine, before it was really bad and people were still hanging out, but like social distance walking and stuff, because that was still allowed at the time. I was on a walk with two of my friends, Joe and Joe. Let's bring it back.
Them.
And we went on a really long walk that day, but we were walking down, like, through the neighborhoods and stuff, and this old lady, she wasn't even that old, maybe, like, she had gray hair, but she didn't look old, but I swear I hate that lady so much. No offense to that lady, if you're listening, actually, no offense, please take it. She was standing at her porch, and so we're walking by, and on our walk, we just passed the track from our high school, and there's tons of people on there, and I was very frustrated that so many people were playing sports together, like, close contact, and it was just a lot of people. And then there was an old lady walking her dog by, just to give you some context of what we just passed when we went. Then we went by this woman's house. This is all in the span of 5 minutes. Seeing all these people, seeing the old lady walking her dog, and then this old lady standing at her door yells at us for being outside and says we're, like, shameful. And she said, you guys think you're invincible now, don't ya? And I was a little bitter at this point because we were more than 6 feet apart, all of us. We were taking pretty good caution compared to what we just passed by. There's literally an old lady walking her dog, fine, just doing her dues. We're just walking by casually, and I remember looking at this painted rock that I found on my walk. It was a nice, cute giraffe, and I was just, like, so happy. And then this woman starts yelling at me. So I said some less than kind things. Yeah. So I said some less than kind things back to her. I don't remember anymore, but I know they weren't necessarily... It was no filial piety kind of moment that just wasn't there.
Dang. My God, so you really just roasting that old lady right back at her.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said, but savage.
Yeah, and then we continued our walk. But then what I think I realized the extremities was 1 or 2 weeks after that, we're actually, I think, a month and 13 days in. So it's like 6 weeks. Pretty crazy. So either that the second week crazy. Or the third week, I think it was the second week, I went to Wegmans for the first time with my dad. And the panic in people's eyes, people wearing those I-95 whatever masks that they're supposed to wear, even though they're not supposed to wear those, mm-hmm. unless you're a healthcare worker, people, like, won't even look you in the eyes because it's so... Anyone could be a carrier or something. And then people were rushing around. If you walked near them, this one guy would just, like, dart everywhere he went. Like, he was on a... Like, he was in, Guy's Grocery Games or something. Yeah, that's probably when that's funny. First realized the extremities.
Yeah, and that is pretty serious.
Before we continue, we're going to take a quick ad break from our sponsor. And when we get back, we're going to hear some of the first reactions of some of our peers. So, yeah.
Yes.
See you then. And we are back. I hope you liked that nice ad break. It helps us support this podcast and keep us going and slowly increase the quality once we get more listeners. So share this podcast, too, while you're at it. Be a good person, because in Corona times, a lot of businesses are closed, and we need to support local business, and I would qualify us as one of them.
For sure. We have the business thing on Instagram, which makes us legally a business.
Yes, clearly. Anyways, so now let's hear from some of our friends, peers, teenagers, fellow Gen Zers on their first reactions. So up first, we have Connor. He said, I was sort of thought it would never get this bad. I sort of ignored it at first, then realized it sort of was very serious. Thank you, Connor, for your very insightful answer.
Wise and words.
I'm sure a lot of people can feel just along with you. No one really realized it, how bad it was, because we've never gone through something like this before. It's really weird.
It's very new for us Gen Zers. This is our first, like, major sort of, like, global thing that's gone on. Like, really major.
It really is. And I'm very fortunate it is a virus, though, versus a war.
Yeah.
I think that's something that people don't realize, that although this is a true crisis in a way, there can be a lot worse things where people's lives are taken because of human relations, which I think is worse than virus, because that's at least something that can be a common enemy across the globe.
Yeah, I think so too, and everybody's working towards a solution, whereas, like, if it were to be a war, like, that it just wouldn't be this way. Anyway, okay.
Exactly.
So our next words from Julia. She said, when everything first started getting media attention, I was skeptical about its seriousness. Once quarantine was called, it set in how serious this issue is, and I started to get a lot more worried. Which, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because once quarantine really started, that's when it, like, set in. Yeah.
And before we go on to our last and final peer response, I guess, Genesee, did you ever feel a worry during this?
During
like that genuine feeling? Or like towards the beginning, I guess. Like that oh shit moment kind of thing.
I didn't feel that necessarily in the beginning, but I feel it now. I think I'm not as worried as other people just because I don't feel personally like a lot of people I know are being safe. I said that wrong. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know are being safe, not they aren't. but it is worrying in a global sense.
Yeah, in a global sense, I totally agree, because I'm doing what I need to do to make sure that I'm staying socially distant, and I'm washing my hands, and I'm not going out more than I need to.
Yeah.
And it hasn't, the numbers in our area of New York are high, but they're not in comparison to the New York City region, so I'm very happy about that. It's just kind of, I'm sure if we didn't have quarantine, those numbers would have skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Much more than they have.
Cause
so the fact that quarantine is very necessary, and it was
yeah.
a good response to ease our worry and
reflect there's still
our lack of... Yes or no?
I was just going to say that there's still a large amount of people, like a pretty good amount of people that aren't quarantining, I guess, people that don't really take it seriously. And I feel like the numbers are still rising, but quarantine with the most people that do it, it helps the numbers stay down.
Yeah, and I think from what I saw by Governor Cuomo, he's a New York State governor, in case you're not from New York, he said that from last time I checked, which was early last week, so the statistics could have changed, but the ratio between how many people, like if how many people an infected person could infect themselves was 0.92, which is less than one, which is very good. That means the virus is slowing. So I
don't know that is good.
How it is now, but that's very exciting as well. And for our last person, Riley, thank you for submitting a response. His first reactions to quarantines in Corona were kind of like, oh shit. Thank you, Riley, for your insightful answer yet again.
Clearly
it's the common theme.
Yes, that is a common thing, and I was just gonna say that we do have one more response now, actually.
We got a new response.
Gonna give them a second to clarify something that they were saying, so we can touch on Riley's a little bit more as they finish up. But
yes,
I think he simplifies it pretty well. It is sort of a oh shit moment.
It is, because like we've said before, this is just, it's weird, but it's also somewhat familiar. I don't even know. For us being in high school, for me at least, I didn't have a car, still don't have a car. So it's not like I had anywhere to go before, and especially because it's cold where we live, there's nowhere outside to really go.
Yeah, that's the sad truth.
And let me tell you, here's the pro gamer advice from a gamer herself. I don't really game that much, but when I do, I used to game a lot back in the childish days of the middle school and elementary school. And that was a time when you sat home and you played your video games for hours on end. I'm sure Genesis can relate.
Yeah.
And when you would do that with friends, you had them over Xbox calls or Discord, Skype, you know? So the whole, like, phone call your friends and video chat is not really new to me.
No.
Like, I don't know if that is something to be sad about or something good.
It's not new either. I'm used to it.
So that's a pro. Pro gamer tip. Get used to FaceTime calls.
Okay, so for our actual last person now, we hear from Max. He said his initial reaction was happy because he gets to be in bed and sleep, but then it changed to sad and depressing because he saw what was happening to people and the financial issues. And that sums it up pretty well, too, because I think everybody really took it lightly at first and then came to their realization that it was intense.
Yeah, and that's actually something that's kind of crazy to think about. Like, China's economy is, for the first time in however long, is actually declining, which is like, crap, we rely a lot on China. I just look around your house. How many things are made in China?
Yeah.
Let's be real.
How many stickers have you peeled off that say made in China?
Yeah, exactly. And you think about the videos you see in places like New York City and stuff, and those healthcare working conditions, it's pretty scary, but it also like, it doesn't feel close to home as I was expecting.
Yeah, I see what you mean. With your talking about going to Wegmans, actually, see, I haven't experienced that because I haven't, like, gone anywhere. My parents went grocery shopping twice, I think, since this started, and just got enough, like, food to sort of last on our pantry. But I didn't go with them. I kind of wish I had, though, because I would like to sort of see it for myself, I feel like. Like, everything that's going on.
Yeah. It's weird going into Wegmans, especially, because they have taken a lot more precautions than any other store I've seen. I think, technically, at Wegmans, you're only supposed to have one family member go shopping.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
But the problem with me is that at my dad's house, it's basically, like, buying for two separate families, because it's, like, the one hand is, we all eat different things, so it's kind of hard to make a shopping list and make sure I get the right things that I would eat without me going.
Yeah.
And I just find it more
that's a good
satisfying
point.
That we all get what we need. But I've also been to Walmart. Oh, I have a good story. And I went to Walmart the other day because we were looking for a basketball hoop. And that was really bad because there was three of us out. That was a big oof. Sorry. That one I didn't feel great about. But they had people sitting at the entrance and exit counting how many people were in the store. But some people weren't wearing masks in there. And I was like, you're going to kill us all. Huh. The least you can do is wear a mask because that's a government. It's a state government order now. So that was just a little bothersome. And there was a lot of people in Walmart, too. It was really weird. And they also had certain sections closed off. Like, you couldn't go to the electronics section, which I didn't really understand the point of that. But,
yeah, I don't know. I haven't, like I said, I haven't really been anywhere, but I've heard about, like, there being lines outside of places and such. Anyway, now is time to hear another word from our sponsors. And again, this helps our podcast stay up and us going hard at it. So thank you for listening, and we will see you when we get back from our brief sponsor.
And we are back. So I just remembered a crazy story. Well, not a crazy story, but a story that happened the first week that our school was closed. This was before the statewide quarantine happened and the countywide quarantine. No, actually, it was like, so the quarantine was already announced, I think. Maybe? But anyways, so my friend and I, Joe, knew that this quarantine would mean we'd be spending a lot of time at home. So we were like, all right, we gotta get stocked up on things that we need. So we went to, he can drive, by the way, just a disclaimer. We went to Barnes & Noble's, Target, and Michael's to get everything we could possibly need to keep us occupied during this quarantine. And at the time, again, we only thought it was going to be for a month or so. And so this was back in the time when there were still cases, like, just dotting up in our county. And you didn't have to wear masks yet, but they did advise sanitary thingamajiggies, and most parents were starting to keep their kids at home, but luckily our parents let us go out one more time to get what we needed. And let me tell you, I stocked up. We went in, I actually vlogged it. I said I was gonna vlog quarantine, but I didn't realize it was gonna be this long and this kind of repetitive. So
yeah,
I stopped, and very quickly. And so we went to Target first, and we bought I bought a book. I bought Uno Flip because I thought I would get to play Uno Flip with my friends. That hasn't happened. Great. I played Uno Flip once and I got it. I used to have an addiction to Uno Flip, for all those wondering. I would play it every day and I would get very into the game. And I very much miss that game, I must say. It's better than Uno, just a disclaimer. Then we went to Barnes & Noble's and I bought $100 worth of books. And I've read, I think, a lot of them, actually. I haven't read all of them because I already had books at home that I haven't read yet. So I've been reading a lot.
That is a lot.
I bought $100 worth of books. And then we bought puzzles, too, at Target. So we bought three puzzles.
Yeah.
To say, We've done one of them. Genesee, you helped with one. It was the Pokemon one.
Yeah.
Till my mom broke it. That was
tragic. Yeah, that's really sad.
And I haven't really done any of the puzzles. I've done one more puzzle since then, but I really haven't done any because we'll talk about that in a future episode. But then we went to Michael's and I got some of my last art supplies because I already previously did a massive art supply haul. So I just had to get a few more paints and stuff. And I'm very glad I did that because those are the things that I spent a lot of time doing. And without them, I wouldn't. But it was, at that time, it was pretty empty. We went right when the stores were opening because we want to avoid as many people as possible, as our parents requested. But it was still, like, Barnes & Noble's had people waiting outside still. And it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's like, you guys shouldn't be congregating, just saying. And they already started, like, a lot of places were closed, so we didn't even know if the places would be open. And then the store hours were even adjusted for Barnes & Noble, so we had to sit in the car for an hour before it opened because they minimized their store hours for quarantine time.
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh. What'd you even do for that hour?
We played Uno Flip, and then we sniffed sunscreen, because there was sunscreen in the car.
So you got high and played Uno Flip?
No, we did not get high.
You huffed sunscreen.
No, we just...
Just joking.
Smelled the perfume, because that sunscreen isn't vegan, and Joe and I are both vegan, so we thought it would be wrong to, you know, use the sunscreen. I don't even know what kind of logic it was. Those were the beginning of Corona crazy times. Let's just say that.
Is the sunscreen what made you lose your mind? Is that what got to you, the toxins?
You know, maybe it was. Do I regret it? I don't think I do. Yeah, that story seemed a lot less more anticlimactic than I expected. I guess I'm just not a good storyteller.
It's a good example of...
Yeah. But that was the last time I really went out with friends and stuff. I think we hung out a few times after. But that was my last experience going to normal stores other than Wegmans.
My last experience going to a normal store, I don't even remember what it was. But my last experience going out was like... with my friend Joe, and we didn't even go anywhere. Me and her, we just walked around. So, like, we literally could have done that at any time. It really was nothing special. But then I guess my last hurrah was with you and a different Joe when we completed the puzzle, and I slept over, and then we did our first day of school, and then we never saw each other again. That was probably it.
That was literally the last, that really was the last hurrah, and thinking back to that, it's kind of, like, I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, me too. I really had no idea that, like, that would be, like, the last chance to do something.
Because we had plans later to do stuff, and then
go
home, and then...
You were gonna have your picnic table, or whatever it's called, all set up, card table. That was gonna be so fun.
Tragedies.
I know.
But, again, it's really not... quarantine isn't that bad. So I feel like some people make it seem as if it is the end of the world.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like summer break, but not warm.
And we still have school to do.
Yeah. So I guess it's like a week... It's just a prolonged weekend, I guess. Because you still have homework to do. You don't really want to do your homework.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of those lazy weekends, just over and over again.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't even, like, appreciate the actual weekends anymore because it just doesn't matter. Like a Monday, that's practically a weekend. I have, like, a short amount of work to do. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter. I don't do anything different on the weekends except... I get all my time free.
But teachers, I beg you, do not change what you're doing. If anything, less work.
Yeah.
I know we're getting a lot less work than we did, but that doesn't mean I'm complaining about it.
Yeah, less work, please, because, like, our exams were canceled and stuff, except for APs, which mm-hmm. is really stupid, and I don't want to talk about that because that makes me upset. But regents, those are canceled. That's great.
Local exams are canceled as well.
Yeah. And so AP.
There's no point of learning.
There's no point in what?
There's no point of learning anymore. I mean, I guess let's expand our brains, but the stuff. I think the only classes that I would be fine with continuing are English, because we do some fun writing projects.
Yeah.
Spanish, because that's just learning a language is important.
Mm hmm.
Gym makes sense because, like, our gym class is just tracking our physical activity, which is good to keep us motivated to exercise for a grade.
Yeah.
But the class I do want to stop is math.
Mm-hmm. I would like math and chem to end because I just, no yeah. thank you.
Because the math pre-calculus, what we learn is just non-applicable in most every job in daily life, so it's not really necessary to teach us anymore. Just a thought.
I just and chem, like, I guess we should save some of this conversation for a further episode, because we could really delve into the whole motivation category. Yeah. But we're running to an end, actually,
in yes, this episode. We are. So yes, so let me just tell you basically how this show is going to go, this podcast show is going to go from here on out until further notice. So we're back, obviously, for season 2, and let me tell you, we have recorded some old episodes, but there were some technical difficulties. Sorry, Joe, you know which Joe we're talking about. There were some bad interviews. Joe, yeah. I don't like you. Your interview is bad anyways. And then there were us being lazy with an overwhelming amount of extracurriculars and homework.
Yeah.
And work. Now we have more free time, so we thought, let's bring season 2 up slightly different. So our episodes are going to be every week now. How exciting is that? More content, kind of not, but they're going to be 30-minute episodes, so they're more digestible for you, because dedicating yourself to an hour of podcast in this time when we barely want to do anything, we thought would be a little much. So we're down to 30 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll be talking about all aspects of quarantine, sometimes not quarantine at all, but that's what we're doing. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and since we can't necessarily interview people very easily, we're still going to try and maintain some viewer interaction, so be on the lookout for stuff on our Instagram stories or posts asking for your words and experiences and such, like we did today, but, you know, a little more involved.
Yes, we want to hear from you guys, because communication and community is important during these times.
And that's what our whole podcast is about. It's about WTF is up with Gen Z in the digital era.
Yes, and clearly, during quarantine, we're all on our electronics a lot more. So this is truly the digital era. So thank you, Gen Z, for talking today.
Thank you, Stephanie, for talking.
This is great having you on the podcast, not like you're here every episode or
So
that is all for now.
Yeah, this was Genesee
and Stephanie,
and we just discussed what quarantine expectations for generation Z is like in the digital era. Thank you.